Out there, and sometimes we're so busy and deluged with stuff, things in our lives, that it can be a little hard to sort through everything. And I made a commitment to become a trusted resource for bringing you things that are absolutely powerful and helpful. I have a prayer daily. Heavenly Father, show me the best ways to have the most fun, inspiring the largest number of people to easily, naturally, joyously experience vibrantly, exquisitely healthy, wealthy, passionate living in the shortest amount of time with the least intrusion into their lives, so we can all get our needs met and celebrate a global loving community that works for everyone. Well, today we are in for a treat. Dr. Michael Galante, been practicing over 20 years as a holistic medical doctor. And guess what? Oh, we are so blessed. As you know, each week we invite you to tune in and give a look at our sponsor, which is advancedliving.com, at the comfort technology that brings this show to you. There's a device, you plug it in, changes the energies, and actually helps relieve stress, helps you sleep better. So when you have time, check out advancedliving.com. Now today, Dr. Michael Galante, this is an amazing gentleman involved in some of the best alternative kinds of health care, homeopathy, uses nutrition, many different treatment modalities, and all of those, and he and his wife, Benny, have been in this holistic practice 20-plus years doing wonderful things. They're in New York, and he can give us a little more detail about his background. The big treat for today, and I kind of put this up here, he continued to learn, and of course he went through his standard medical school training that didn't have things about homeopathy or much about nutrition, so he studied those separately. Then, continuing to be open to that, he is now part of a group called Circle of Friends that is doing some amazing energy work, and we're just in for a big treat, because I said he was the doctor that stayed open to learning, and he's going to share with us how he and you can create miracle healings. So welcome, Dr. Galante.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ken. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I'm just wondering if you'd kind of help with a little bit of your path. You went to medical school and then went on to study some of these other things, and just to kind of help us get up to speed about, you know, what led you along this path.
Right. Well, in the 60s, you know, and the early 70s, we were questioning a lot of things, and so I kind of dropped out of college back then and was looking for spiritual solutions to life, and what was being offered wasn't satisfying. So I decided that, you know, I would go find something spiritual. So I ended up spending time at a spiritual community for about 4 years at age 22. And then I went back to college knowing full well that I was going to do a natural type of therapy. And I ended up going to medical school, and then after residency, went straight for learning alternative methods. So it's been from the beginning that I've really wanted to do this type of thing. And the journey was quite long. In fact, I went to medical school in Mexico, and while I was there, I was seeking out healers that I'd heard about, and I was traveling, looking around for the, you know, the best healers I could find, you know, hands-on or otherwise, but spiritual-type healers. And I worked with a little Mexican man named Canuto in a small Mexican town where I was going to school. So Canuto was quite a great healer. He had a little temple, and people would come, and he would speak in tongues and things like that, and he was really good, and I learned a lot from him. But so it's been a journey for a long time, and that was in 1977 or 8. So it's been quite a journey that way, and it was only the last 3 years that I got introduced to the circle of friends, which was based upon the teachings of a man named Bruno Gröning. And if, for those of you who are sitting at your computers, Bruno Gröning website is easy to find. Just Google it, G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G, Bruno-Gröning.org. And you'll see that it's quite an extensive website. I got involved. Someone had called me from Germany, and usually when people ask me about spiritual things and spiritual groups or this particular subject or that particular product or whatever, I usually try, especially with spiritual groups, I ask them if they charge money, because I always felt that spiritual healing should be free, or like with Canuto, you know, donations for his little chapel there. And so I asked the gentleman who was telling me, well, you know, I said, well, what do you charge? And he said, no, there's no charge. And, of course, being a New Yorker, I said, well, what do you charge later on? And he said, no, there's never any charge. It's all by donations only. And I said, okay. And I said, well, who's going to talk? He said, a medical doctor. And I said, a medical doctor? Where's he coming from? Germany. So I said, you mean to tell me there's a German medical doctor coming here with no charge to talk about spiritual healing, and it's like 10 miles down the road? Yes. Well, I have to go. So I went, I got my wife, and I got a patient who had quite a burden, come with me to this, and we were quite surprised at the purity, in a sense, of this teaching, and that there was no selling job being done, and that what the energy that we felt from Dr. Vogelsberger and Elizabeth McGowan, the lovely community leader that was working with him. And we really felt, and in fact, I had a little healing that night. My shoulder, which had been paining me for quite some time, was all fine. And it really was, I had full rotation in it. And whereas before, I only had 90 degrees. So I said to myself, well, we better see if this thing is real and stick with it and give it, you know, a real good look. Because Bruno said, you know, you have a duty to convince yourself. And I took that to heart because I thought, well, I'm going to see if it really feels right from within. And so slowly but surely, then we were invited to a conference, and in that conference I had a major healing, and I didn't even know I was sick.
Wow.
Yeah, I had been having angina for a couple of years. You know, I'm getting on now. I'm 60 years old, and I did Aikido for a long time, but I had left it for a long time, and I'd gone back to it to see if I could get back in shape and start to. And of course, a lot of the guys on the Aikido mat were very young and vigorous, and we throw each other around, and you know, it's quite exhausting.
Oh yeah.
With this, and I'm overweight, so but I would get chest pains on the mat, you know. But I went to this conference and with Dr. Camp and his wife, who were head of the medical scientific group of the Circle of Friends, and I tell you, we had about 150 people there in the New York conference, and the energy was so strong, and I was drinking it in because I had learned from my training before how to take in energy. I was drinking it in my heart. I felt so peaceful, and there's so much light coming out of my chest, I just couldn't get over it. I kept drinking it in. I started getting a little greedy and taking it in very strongly. This is great, you know. This is wonderful. And
so you went to this energy buffet, huh?
Yeah, it was wonderful. And you know, what can I tell you? So the next day, I had like this healing, big healing crisis after the Aikido workout, after the conference, two-day conference. And I was like up all night, and I don't want to talk about the details of that because it might scare people. But it was a dramatic thing, and needless to say, it was chest-based. And ever since then, I haven't had one inkling of chest pain, even though I still get out of breath. And if I, you know, walk upstairs and walk up a hill or, you know, I still get out of breath. I'm still not in good shape physically that way. And I'm getting back towards it because we have some big lectures coming up I have to get in shape for. But so that was a major healing. And then, so we have, it's a group that's dedicated to, I should have really prefaced this, it's a group dedicated to spiritual healing, okay? Bruno Gröning was a man who lived in the 50s, who became known in the 50s, from 1949 to 1959 when he died. And he was a known healer. He was a historical figure. At one point, there were 30,000 people coming for healing with him. This is all documented in magazines and newspapers. And, of course, we have a movie, a documentary movie, quite a long movie that we show periodically. And it shows the photos. And if you go on the website, you'll see the photographs of him standing on the balcony and all these people in this infield of this racetrack where they had to move to accommodate all the people. And people were being healed from all types of problems, blindness, many, many people who were crippled. And going back to the original way he became known, a gentleman heard about him, and his son, who had had muscular dystrophy and couldn't walk and bedridden, when Mr. Gröning was invited to their house to help, within a day, the boy was up and walking again. And the family was so thrilled, you know, that they just started telling everybody. And before you know it, thousands of people were throngs were around this man's house, and he was up on the balcony at Herford in Germany at that time. And this was just after the war. And you can imagine the mess that the German people were in at that time after the war.
Oh, yes.
They needed a man like this at that time, you know? And it was just perfect divine providence that he would come along at that time. But anyway, I don't want to talk too fast in that because I don't want to rush this, but it is Bruno Gröning was a man who had healing abilities, and he talked a lot about how to become a spiritual person. He was very humble. He never took money for what he did. He didn't touch people. He never asked for diagnoses. He never told them what medications to take or anything. He never said to stop seeing your doctor or to stop going to your church. But he said that, I want to teach you something that you have forgotten, that mankind has forgotten. I want to help you bridge your way back to God, and I can do it. I'm strong. I have strong shoulders. And if you open and let go and teach your mind to not hold on to these negative things, then you can let go of them and become healed and become happy again. And he said these things, and there were nothing that anybody else hadn't said before, but people were being healed all around the man. And so he was taken seriously. Of course, he was at certain points maligned, and the medical profession turned against him, and so on. And they asked him to come to the university to exhibit his abilities because they were trying to say that on the balcony with his hand holding onto the railing. He'd ask people to move apart a little bit and be in line. And he stood there, and he would say a few things. He'd say, like, you know, stand up. He would say, stand up to people who were lame, who were in wheelchairs. He stood there. He would hold on to the railing, wouldn't move, wouldn't speak for an hour maybe at a time. And the whole group, the whole field of people there, thousands of people, were silent. You could hear a pin drop. It was an extraordinary thing that was going on. It was described as almost biblical. And then these healings would occur, blind people being able to see. It's really extraordinary. So that's why I am here speaking to you today. I don't all the Bruner Gröning Circle of Friends people are volunteer, and we meet together in communities all over the world. We have communities of 2,300 communities in the world now, about 200 something in the U.S. And every 3 weeks, local communities meet. And we do what's called Einstilling, which is a tuning in, a meditative, prayerful practice, which Bruno taught us. But my job in the Circle of Friends is I head up the medical scientific group in North America for them. This is a worldwide group. There are different doctors that head up different areas. We have 60,000 people in the Circle of Friends and about 6,000 people in the medical scientific group. So I was given the task of heading up and so leading, so to speak, the doctors and the nurses and the professionals, the psychiatrists and psychologists and veterinarians and all the professionals that we have who go over what we call success reports. So when people are healed, Bruno used to ask them not to thank him, but just write it up. So we have little success report leaders who are in the communities, and they write up these reports, and they get sent to us in the physicians community. We go over them to see if they're legitimate or not, based upon what's reported to us. And sometimes we have a report that this looks like somebody just got well because it was a natural course of disease, but more often than not, we cannot explain how these people are getting well in such a fast way and so on. And so we make commentaries based upon the evidence in the report, and we'll say whether it's medically possible that this type of occurrence can happen, and we'll write the commentary that it is or it isn't.
Ah, wow. Now
that's what we do. And this is
Now I'm wondering, here was Bruno. Is it Göring or Göring?
Gröning.
Gröning? Thank you. Bruno Gröning. Okay, Gröning. Bruno Gröning, who began this, and then did he, before his passing in 59, did he basically organize groups and say, okay, here's how to do it? Or because the healings have continued. I think we're going to hopefully have a guest on of someone that you might have worked with personally. So we want to, because it's hard to get an appointment with Bruno anymore.
Well, not really, because that's what he said. You know, when I leave physically, the healings will continue, and that's exactly what's going on. And that is why I am talking to you today. Like, that is why my wife, who's a nurse, she's got her master's in nursing, is why we go around and try to help people to understand how to tune into this healing force and to use Bruno as a vehicle for this force. Remember, Bruno said, I don't heal. It's God that heals. I'm only a small transformer. He was not a big man. He was. He said that don't thank me, thank God. And so we're inspired. We have this peacefulness in our hearts that we got through this practice. I had spent decades doing spiritual things, trying to get this heart of mine to open up, to feel that kind of peace, and I felt it right from the get-go with this group. So that's why I'm doing this, out of gratitude. Myself and other other physicians go around and do lectures. We just finished the Northwest tour with the groups in Seattle and Portland. We had seven lectures in 6 days. And about four or five communities are now going to grow up out of that. But to answer your question, I'm sorry, Bruno's, after they forbade Bruno from healing publicly, because, you know, when you've got 30,000 people, I mean, you need facilities for them. It can be quite a mess to keep them fed and bathrooms and so on. So, I mean, one could say the authorities, you know, had a point. So what he did was he developed, these groups, and people would come, and would listen to him talk. And so that was kind of the forerunner of what we call the Circle of Friends now. A woman named Greta Heusler, a fantastic woman who died just a few years ago at 85. This woman spent the better part of her adult life spreading Bruno Groning's word and starting communities around the world, single-handedly, basically. So it's on every continent now, and like I say, 2,300 communities around the world. And she used to go, I mean, even at 84 years old, she used to travel every weekend to another country. A phenomenal woman, phenomenal. We have a number of books, and a few of which were written by her, and all the books are also by donation as well. And but Mrs. Heusler was an inspiration to many, many people, as she was for me, and she was the one who appointed me the head of this group, this scientific group in North America. But the woman was just really phenomenal. I mean, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't be talking to you, and we wouldn't have 200 communities in New York at all, in the U.S. at all. And it's just amazing. I mean, the Germans are quite organized. And I'm sure if Padre Pio and some of the other great healers that have been down the pike had the kind of German organization behind them, they would have hundreds of communities too, you know?
Yeah.
But Bruno had the good fortune of having the very practical and energetic German people. It's unbelievable they really are amazing, the selfless kind of dedication that they show to this man. And I think Bruno, in a way, is kind of a German who is spiritual, who helps to bring the German image that was tarnished in the 40s, you know, and to help to see that, look, here's a German who is a very spiritual man, you know, a saint, really.
Yeah.
And that's why I look at Bruno, he's a saint, you know. I don't think he's the Messiah, but I think the man had the ability. I mean, when did you hear about blind people with massive healings like that? You just didn't hear about it. You haven't heard about that, really, from anyone else. But, you know, he was really, really humble and inspiring. And, you know, it's mind over matter. That's what he said. You know, you give away this illness. You give it away. You throw it away. Give it to me. And then just never take it back. You don't own it. He said, it's not your true nature. It's not who you are. That is just something that happened to you because you don't know how to charge up your battery. Your battery gets run down. Your energy gets run down. And therefore, you can develop illness from that because you now don't fulfill and keep your energy up. This is, everybody knows, not everybody knows, but many people know that when you run yourself down with a problem or this or that or life or God knows this one died or who knows what, and we have to take on additional duties and emotional things get in the way, that we run ourselves down, that's when we get sick, more often than not. Or a woman who's been living or a man who's been living with an abusive spouse for 40 years, you know, and holds it in. And then all of a sudden everybody goes, well, they were hit with cancer, you know. Well, you know, anybody who looks just below the surface can see that this person's been kind of drained and drained dry like some kind of vampire by the other person, you know, and allowed themselves to do so, you know. You know, we don't want to talk about negative things here, but, I mean, it's becoming conscious, it's becoming aware of what the heck are we doing with our energy? Being aware of our bodies and feeling. It's not an intellectual thing. It's a feeling thing. I'm sure everybody knows all about that, because it's not a matter of knowing from the head. Knowing from the head is, you know, limits the flow. But when the heart is open, big, wide open heart, the flow becomes huge, very, very large, and then it's healing for us, and then others around us can become healed. So many people come to the circle who are hoping to help loved ones or friends or, you know, whomever, or a problem, or mental problem, a drug addiction problem. It doesn't matter, but to help others.
Wow, this sounds wonderful.
We'll ask for our friends, we'll ask for our family, we'll ask for, in my case, I ask for my patients. We ask for peace in the world. We ask for, you know, the saving endangered species and children to be fed and care of the unborn. And we ask for so many things.
Good.
And financial stability and whatever you want to ask for. We go around the room, you know. So it's a beautiful thing, and I'm happy that very happy to be here with you. And we also have a healed person later on who's going to be coming on shortly, I think, and he'll be describing his healing, and it's a very inspiring.
Okay, we got your guest online with you, and I would like to ask your guest if Dr. Galante, if you could speak up a lot, actually, it would be helpful.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you.
I'm so sorry. Is that better?
Yes, that's better. Thank you, Dr. Galante. And,
okay, I hope...
Don was just saying that we have a guest on that you might be referring to.
Yes, Mr. Freed, yes. Yes, from Santa Barbara.
Okay. Mr. Freed, are you there?
I am here.
Welcome.
Thank you. It's actually a pleasure to be on and to be able to share the wonders that I have discovered since understanding and learning of the Circle of Friends almost 3 years ago. At that particular point, I had several things going on. One, I had a crushed ankle from a car accident back in 1968 that was operated on, and pins were inserted and basically became arthritic just a few years later. It's been very painful, and I had been taking large amounts of narcotic pain medication just to control the pain on it, as well as being debilitated by the fact that it had no flexibility. I could just barely take a step and drag it behind me.
And this was for how many years that you had gone through?
39 years of burden.
Wow.
Yeah, 1968 to 2007, when the actual healing happened. What happened is that I was also in business, and technology had taken quite a turn, and at that particular point, my finances were also failing. I had other things going on as well, like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and all of these things, and I had just learned from a friend's mentioning that they had gone to one of these medical lectures that Dr. Galante and the other fine physicians had put on, and told me that she had just opened up and followed the instructions and felt this energy. And I know that this friend, a very trusted friend over a long time, has always come from her heart and always spoke the truth as she knew it. So I tried it. I just, from her instructions, sat down and just opened up, separated myself from everything that was going on, and just felt my body, just experienced my body. And I felt something that I couldn't explain. I mean, I didn't have any formal introduction, yet I was feeling something that was unexplainable. And I followed that. And when they, in fact, came up with a community in Santa Barbara, just about 2 weeks later, I said, yes, I would like to come. And after coming, I discovered through the teachings of Bruno Gröning that this healing energy that's absorbed is just, it's pervasive. It's always there. And all we need to do is just give away the burdens. so I really wasn't thinking about too much. And they said that as you're having this healing energy come in, you're going to feel things that may not be comfortable because there are things in the body, dis-ease or disease, that needs to be moved out from the healing energy that's coming in. The healing energy comes in when you absorb it. The dis-ease or the sometimes pain or discomfort have to leave the body. And this is called regulation pains, or as they call it in German, Regulung. The regulation pains are, in my experience, different from the pains that I had been experiencing for these 39 years. And it was approximately 4 months after starting to tune in and doing the Einstein and the tuning in that I noticed, cleaning out my closet, that I had 4 bottles of 100 narcotic tablets that had not been opened. And as I reflected back on it, I found out that I had not taken any of the pain medications since my first going to the Bruno Gröning Circle of Friends. I had simply forgot to take them. I was so concentrating on what these feelings were, these new sensations, that I just completely just forgot taking the pills. And I noticed that there were times when the pain was much more intense than I'd ever experienced before. There were times when the pain was almost gone. But some of the most memorable things were like waking up at night screaming because the pain in my ankle was so great it felt like I had just jumped off a curb and landed on it incorrectly. This is just laying there with a blanket and a sheet on my ankle. So these were very different, very strange. And what happened was that about 2 months after that, so a total of about 6 months, I was pain-free. I wasn't taking the strong narcotic pain medication, which my doctor was very surprised about because that was probably at this particular point in addiction.
Sure.
And the pain was just gone. I had total range of motion on the ankle. I had a massage therapist that had been working with this ankle over a very long period of time, 8 years, and she had the chance to actually witness this flexibility, this range of motion that has come back. I can now do anything that I could do before, that I could do before the accident. It's totally pain-free, and it's totally functional. So I have just completely turned my life around by understanding why the German mentors and the doctors come and do these information lectures. This is a task that they joyously take on from their hearts without any kind of payment, because it's just, when you get something this great, when you get a healing, there's just I think, an innate human quality that says, we must give this back. Bruno Gröning even says, and what I do for you, and then what do you do for the other? Because the only payment that he ever wanted for these healings was success reports. He said he wanted people to understand that what was possible for one is also possible for the other. And these success reports are the spiritual nourishment, and these are free to all. And this is just something that, in my experience, is just totally wonderful. And I just totally dedicate myself to anything that I can do to help the Circle of Friends. And I have many, many tasks. And they're a joy because of watching the people becoming healed.
Now, I have a question
for
you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering, you mentioned that you had heard about some of this and then gone to a meeting, and then you described a kind of a 6 month, if I'm remembering correctly, period with a lot of kind of ups and downs in it, but you were free of the medication during that period. Had you gone back on a regular basis to more meetings, or what was that part?
Actually I did. I just showed up at the meetings every 3 weeks. And there were many, many successes. I had healing from allergy to cats. Whenever I'd go to a client that had cats, I would usually have to strip in the garage and run to the shower and hope that whatever the dander or whatever the allergic agent was, didn't reach my eyes or nose. And this is gone. I have no sensitivity any longer to cats. My blood pressure is down to normal. I have no blood pressure medication. Cholesterol is down to normal. No cholesterol medication. It seems like all of the things that were troublesome, including a relationship that I was in for 16 years, separated in love and compassion rather than being, you know, involved with somebody for 16 years and having legal ramifications with home ownership and everything else. It has just been the most wonderful experience. And I understand why the doctors come and they do the lectures because, like I said, it's just this wanting to give from your heart because of all you've experienced and all the friends that you watch experience becoming healed just from their own tuning in. When people tune in, they're not tuning in for Bruno Gröning. They're not tuning in for the circle of friends. They're tuning in for the energy for themselves. And this is not a religion. You know, Bruno Gröning said, stay in your own belief. Because this basically is just another way to fortify whatever that belief is in bridging your connection with the divine. The divine energy does help and heal.
Ah, that's wonderful to hear. One of the healers that I studied with, Reverend Hannah Kroger, helped inspire us. She would say, if a person is disconnected from their God or from their source, there is some sort of discomfort, disease, something not good going on. And when they're reconnected to their source, their God, their creator, their spiritual energy, then the healing takes place. It sounds a little like that's what you're describing.
Yes, it is. And that's the amazing thing, too, because the divine truth is very simple. Anytime you get something to complicate an explanation of the divine truth, it's conditional, and conditionals are not divine. Conditionals are egoic. So all of the divine things that I have learned in the circle of friends are totally heartfelt. It's just very basic, very simple. And it's not for sale. Because it is our right, it is our divine right to be healthy.
May I say something?
Yeah, Dr. Galante, please. This is wonderful.
What a wonderful healing he had. And this is not just an isolated case. We have many, many healings. That also in the lectures you can hear that. We have. I'm going to tell you about some lectures. Let's not finish the program before we say that. But also, we didn't want to give the impression that we just go to community hours every 3 weeks and that's it. We try to practice every day, twice a day, do what we call Einstein or tuning in twice a day. And it's a very simple practice that we do. But Bruno also said that, like you were saying, Ken, your healer friend was saying, Bruno said that all of mankind is disconnected from God, and that he felt a larger mission to help all of mankind to help reconnect through what he called a bridge back to the divine. And truly, I have, and also a number of people experienced that concept in different forms and different visions, of course, but that feeling that we got reconnected with our spiritual teacher, whatever religion you might be in, you know. I happen to have grown up Catholic, but we have people from many religions who come. In fact, when I was in Germany, I was invited to Germany. We had people from 125 countries that were invited at that particular, we call it schooling week, and we had people from Israel and people from Palestine, and they were both brought up on stage at the same time, and they were up there in complete harmony and in peace. And so we like to go to areas of the world where there's strife and trouble, like to Chernobyl and to places like that, in areas where there's a lot of suffering where it's needed. And areas where there's a lot of negativity, you know, like New York, which is where I'm from. I mean, I'm not from the city, but this area here, there's a lot of materialism here. And we try to you know, we've had our struggles here to get the communities and keep them going, but we know that eventually they will get strong and they will be a force to help counter the forces that are not so spiritual, that are so materialistic and earth-oriented, you know?
Yeah. Now, something that it's not exactly the same, but it's related. Many of my listeners have heard of the name of the movie called What the Bleep Do We Know? I don't know if that's familiar to you.
Yeah, I've heard of it.
Now, what's so interesting is in that movie, to give a credibility to what you're talking about of the spiritual power of people going to these different places, the group that does transcendental meditation,
yes,
they've been at different places on the planet, and they had done a study going into 40 different cities,
yes,
and they would calculate how many meditators they would need depending upon the size of the city and the energies of the city. And after doing 40 some of these experiments, they got pretty good at it. And in the summer of 1993, they approached the police chief of Washington, D.C. with their program and said, we believe that by bringing 4,000 meditators to the city during the summer, we'll be able to change the energy so that the violent crime rate will drop 25%.
Right.
And, well, the net result, I mean, the police chief laughed at him and said, are you kidding me? We would need 12 inches of snow during the summer to get the crime rate down 25%.
Well, yes, right, that's right. Well, people don't understand how powerful one spiritual person can be. But you know, we in the Circle of Friends are doing this for spiritual purpose. I mean, the healings are really an entree into a new spiritual life, getting back to our soul's journey, you know. And really, it's the reason why people get sick is because they've strayed from that path. And so our goal is to have people become spiritually developed and attuned and happy and enlightened and so on. And then the secondary factors are that those around us are happier and more peaceful and so on, you know. So we don't go just to create peace in an area, but to get to God, and then as a byproduct, everything else gets well, you know? The healing around you, there's healing around you. So, but anyway, it's a wonderful path, and as Dennis, as you can tell from Dennis, he's dedicated because he's grateful, and there's a lot of good people, and we welcome anyone to come. There are even many youth groups in Europe. We don't have any youth groups in the U.S. yet, but we do have the intention of having youth groups here. And I'm sure as we get stronger, the adults get stronger, that the young people will feel the goodness that's coming through the more experienced people, and they'll feel it and want to be around it. And then we can, you know, get them away from the tremendously negative influence of the popular culture that seems to be getting worse every year.
Well, I know from some of my beloved friends that are part of the Latter-day Saints, the Mormon Church, they talk about for their missionaries and for the members of the church to do what they can to create Zion or heaven or grace in the midst of Babylon, of the very sensual, decadent energies that are pervasive in our society, as well as on many parts of the industrialized nations of the world. And I'm hearing you saying something a little similar to that.
Yes. Well, yes.
Ken?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Ken, I'd just like to add that I had the opportunity, the wonderful opportunity, to go to Schooling Week in June in Germany, and I spent 2 weeks there with friends from that were speaking 38 different languages, and I had the opportunity to actually share my healing report on stage in Gessica, Germany, in front of 1,200 friends, and also being broadcast on the internet. And the feeling of being able to share in all those languages simultaneously, and feel the energy from the friends all around the world, is just incredible. It's just incredible. And as we, in the Circle of Friends, in all our communities, align with this energy, and at 9 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night tune in, we create a circle of energy around the world, because as the world turns, the time zone, hour by hour, goes ahead and puts a new set of friends tuning in and bringing forth that intention.
Oh.
Exactly.
Now, I'm also curious, Dennis or Dr. Michael, can you help us to know, when we go to the website, this www.bruno-groening.org/English, is there a place, in case someone's not in a community, can they get access to some of this through listening to things? How does one go about that?
Well, if you click on the Circle of Friends on the left, it will tell you about the circle. And if you want to email, you just click on Contact, and contact addresses for interested persons and help seekers, and then you choose the country. Choose USA. I'm doing it now. Then put your name in there, and then people will contact you, or you can call. Well, the phone number's not there right now. I don't know why. But anyway, you can send that in, and somebody will get in contact with you very quickly and let you know. Now, we have remote friends, too, because if there may not be a community in close enough to you to be, you know, able to commute, we have remote friends, so people will be able to get together on the Internet. We have an Internet site where people meet and have a community hour on the Internet, which is nice. And we use that for meetings of all types. When I meet with the doctors to discuss success reports, we do it on the Internet. And we have, you know, 10, 12 doctors from all over the world discussing the reports and reading them. And so really, if you don't even remember the website, you just Google Bruno Groening, G-R-O-E-N-I-N-G.
Okay.
And it'll come up for you. And someone will get in touch with you. Just click on Contacts and fill in your name and your email, and they'll get right back to you. Now, if you don't have a computer, let me see. I'll get a phone number for you before the program is over.
Okay. That'll be great, because this way
now the lecture tour,
yeah.
A lot of people were touched by the lecture tour that was done by individual doctors all over the U.S. to about 200 lectures given about 3 years ago. That's when Dennis and I both had, you know, gotten our introduction. But since then, we've done large lectures with 7 doctors from all over the world, 7 MDs from different specialties, and they've been flown all over. They sent me to St. Petersburg, Russia. I was there with 6 other doctors, and we had 230 people there. And over the U.S. now, we've had about 6 of them, and also Toronto. I'm going to be on a tour of all over South America, 17 cities in 21 days next year. We have coming up in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati and also Chicago starting October
4th. Oh, yeah. It's October 10th on the website.
I'm sorry.
10th. October 10th is what it says.
Right, October 10th. And 11th in Pittsburgh and Cincinnati, and then in Chicago for the rest of the week. I'll be in Chicago. There'll be 2 other doctors with me in Pittsburgh and in Cincinnati, but it'll just be me in October 12th through the 15th in Chicago. But if you just click on lectures, you can see the dates and addresses and the times and so on, and everything is there for you. A very, very complete website. So, but I want to talk a little bit about Einstellung because it's something that we do that is really the essence of what we do. And we can talk about the healings, of course, but this is a result of proper Einstellung. And even though what we do is quite simple, it's really profound and takes discipline. So I think that you and probably many of your listeners will agree that spiritual practice, prayer, meditation, whatever, takes a calming of the mind. And when the mind is jumping all over the place, it's very difficult for spiritual energy to expand. So when we sit in the community hour and when you sit at home to do your to Einstein, you try to sit quietly and to not move unless you absolutely have to adjust and improve your position. And we sit with the palms up towards the sky on our laps. We don't cross any limbs. Bruno didn't like crossing limbs because he felt it was kind of a short circuit. And you basically can ask, you can pray, but basically when you ask you or plead for your spiritual life, for your happiness, for your healing, whatever you want to have, plead for, you're asking God for help. Okay? So we've got the aspect of prayer plus meditation together, where you're not moving your body. And Bruno said, feel your body. Feel what's going on inside your body. As you do this, you feel the heilstrom or the healing stream come into your head, come into your feet, into your hands, and you'll feel changes going on as it tries to penetrate the tension and the resistance that the soul has to this flow because it's not used to it. So we do that, and I try to do it for 20 minutes at least. Find that to be a good round number. Sometimes I'll even do 45. Or if I'm particularly tense or I feel particularly out of tune, sometimes an hour. But people say they can do Einstein for 5 minutes and get tremendous results. God bless them, you know.
But, sure.
Michael. So that's the thing that really I felt differently about Bruno's group as compared to others, is that we felt it so quickly, so strongly, even in 5 minutes. So, like I said, we sat down in that introduction, my wife and I and my patient, and it was more or less right away. You know, it's like a low level, kind of a, it's like feeling a bass note, vibrating inside.
Wow.
Very, very mild, but it penetrates, and it's effortless. And we really, the whole idea here is to get out of the way and allow this thing to come in. You get the mind out of the way.
That's so interesting you'd be saying that, because the theme music for the program, Advanced Living Radio, is a song by a beautiful Mormon woman, and the name of the song is Let Go and Let God.
Right.
So here you are doing that. We've got about a minute and a half left
Very important I'd like to add to that.
Sure.
I'd like to add that it's very important that you separate yourself from all your illnesses and burdens, and that you, once you separate yourself, not refer to them as my cancer, my diabetes, or my any other diagnosis, that they are gone, that you have given them away, and that you don't take them back. Okay, this is very, very important. And that anything that you feel that maybe, oh, this is coming back again, you don't judge. You just experience. You just allow the dis-ease to leave your body as the healing stream comes in and pushes it out. It's very important that, you know, we don't become afraid of these new feelings, and that we just allow them, allow the healing energy to do what it's doing.
Kenneth, I just want to thank you so much for having us.
Dr. Galante, thank you so much. And Dennis, thank you for sharing this. I'm just in great reverent delight of the power of the work that you're doing, and that this is free and available to people. This is such a blessing. And just thank you for taking time out of your schedules. I invite people to visit that site or Google Bruno Groening, Groening, on the websites, and you'll get to their help. In the meantime, just thank you, gentlemen. God bless you so much. And to my beloved listeners, tune in again every week for Advanced Living Radio, as more blessings will come your way. We keep finding important things that'll make your lives better. Until we meet again, God bless you, and goodbye for now.
Thank you.
Let go and let God. Let go.